It was announced today by NY East that 200 new robot workers have been added to the labor force of the Trenton area max. However, in the short term, further cuts in the standard...
City Hall regret to announce that the 5th Avenue Expressway has been zoned out between 39th and 7th, level 272. This is due to a massive man jam. Repeat, a massive man jam on the 5th Avenue Expressway, level 272.
The number of relatives'
inquiries will be issued shortly.
The three laws of robotics. First law. A robot may not harm a
human
being, or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm.
Are you alone?
Second law.
Are you uncertain?
A robot must obey the instructions given to it by a human being.
The Lord is good.
Except where they would conflict with the first law.
The Lord can be whatever you want it to be.
A robot must protect its own existence, except where this would cause conflict with the first and second laws. Remember, the three laws of robotics. Your safeguard, and your shield.
The Caves of Steel by Isaac Asimov. Dramatized by Bert Kools. With Ed Bishop and Sam Dastor.
New York, the second deepest city on Earth. Listen to it. That's the sound of 200 million people. It's a good sound.
Mayor Clark wishes all citizens a nice day. Thank you.
The cities mean decent standards, decent food, decent law and order. You can take a pride in things. Your own bed on the residential levels, your own seat in the section kitchen, your own locker in the personal. I know New York. I know every centimeter of every level of every section. I have to. Bailey, Elijah, plainclothesman C5.
Identification confirmed. Welcome to Police Headquarters Central. Nice day.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, hi, Lige.
How's it going with that headache out in Trenton?
Want you, Lige. Right away. As soon as you come in.
All right, all right.
As soon as you come in.
All right, boy. Now go away, huh?
Go away. Yes, Lige. As soon as you come in. Nice day.
Geez, I'd like to kick that damn messenger where it hurts.
Now, you show me where that is, and I'll be second in line.
Young Vince Barrett was here today, looking for work.
Did he meet our Sammy?
Are you kidding? We kept them apart. How would you like it if one of them took your job, and then you had to shake hands like nothing had happened?
That's the thing we're all living through. Excuse me, Joe. The boss wants to see me.
Yeah. Right away. Soon as you come in. Nice day.
Jehoshaphat. Isn't one of them in the place enough?
One too many. Go see the boss.
The boss was Commissioner Julius Enderby. We went through training school together.
Come.
But I never had his way with the people who counted. I got left behind. Enderby had some odd ways about him. Outside of history books, he was the only person I've ever seen wearing glasses. Glasses? He said his eyes were too sensitive for contacts. Yeah. And I had real chicken twice last week.
Come in, Lige. Come in. How's Jesse? And the boy?
Fine.
Good. Good.
Whatever was up, he sure as hell didn't want to talk about it. He took off his stupid glasses and polished them, like he always did when he was nervous. With his eyes not focused properly, he managed to look even vaguer than usual.
Commissioner, I wish you wouldn't send our Sammy out after me.
You think I like it? I tell you, it's bad enough to be in the city at all without having one in the department. But he's been placed here, and I've got to use him for something.
Yeah, well, he makes me uncomfortable. Anyway, you wanted to see me.
Yes. But not for anything easy. Let me show you something first.
Gee, Hossabat.
Don't be alarmed.
You might have warned me.
Didn't you realize we are above ground here?
How could I?
I just had this installed. In the old days, all rooms had them. Windows. Come over here and look out.
Look out. There was something indecent about it. Besides, what was there to see? Just the skin of the city? The outer shells of human hives? But he was the commissioner, so I looked out.
It's misty today. We can't see across to... What do you know about Spacetown, Lige?
Just what everybody knows. It's the spacer's base on Earth. It's where they keep their prying eyes on us and make sure we don't get ideas above our place in life.
All right. What do you know about the spacers?
Commissioner, I was through with school 20 years ago.
Answer the question.
Oh, damn it, you know as well as I do what the spacers are. They run this planet like it's their personal property. They've got the world government in the palm of their hand, and when Spacetown says jump, we jump, sir. Oh, what is this, anyway? This is kindergarten stuff.
3 days ago, a spacer died.
Too bad. Something contagious, I hope.
What?
Nothing. What did he die of?
He died of a missing chest. Someone used a blaster on him. The spacers say it was an Earthman.
Oh, I don't believe it. A thing like this would blow New York off the face of the planet.
Oh, you can believe it. I was there.
When it happened? You mean you were a witness?
I mean I had an appointment with him, with the victim. If I'd been 5 minutes earlier, I would have discovered the body. What are you staring at?
Are you wearing new glasses?
I broke them. I suppose it was the shock. Lige, these last 3 days have been hell.
On account of the glasses?
It's a devil of a situation, Bailey. You know how tricky Earth's position is with the outer worlds. The spacers could move in force any time. They only want an excuse.
Well, you don't have to draw me a picture.
But they've given us the ghost of a chance. We've got to find the murderer and hand him over to them. It's up to us. And if we succeed, well... God damn it, do I have to spell it out? It's not just the spacers people hate, it's what they've foisted onto us. Our Sammy out there is just a beginning. The spacers have some that can do your work, mine even. This is our chance to show them what Earthmen can do. Don't you want that chance?
Me?
You'll be in charge.
I'm only a C5. Why me?
2 reasons. You're not just another cop. I like to think I'm your friend.
That's 1 reason. What's the second?
I need a favor.
What sort of favor?
The spacers made conditions. They insisted on having one of their agents in on this. I want you to work with a spacer partner. Look... There'll be a sure promotion in this for you at the end. Will you do it?
Yes, I will.
Thanks, Lige. He'll have to live with you.
Oh, hang on.
Just until you crack the case.
What's this spacer's name?
Look, the spacers have peculiar ways. You know that.
Commissioner.
This partner isn't... Willie, he isn't...
Not just a minute.
You've got to.
No.
What else can we do? We're trapped.
What's my partner's name?
Good man. He's R. Daniil Olivo.
Well, I think we can cut out the euphemisms, Commissioner. Let's use his full name, huh? Robot Daniil Olivo.
About robots as I rode the expressway strip out to Spacetown.
Over the past few years, the damn things have been appearing everywhere, taking work that men used to do. Like I said, when Spacetown said jump, we jumped. People said the spacers had 50 robots for every man. They never needed to lift a finger. Me? I wanted to keep my job. Well, I had to pick up my new partner and bring him back to the city. I also had to stop the good citizens of New York from bashing his nice, shiny body into scrap metal.
Space town. Low domes, spread out, open to the air. The only connection to the city was a covered approachway. They guarded their end, we guarded ours.
Hold it. Let's see your ID. Open up. Official business. You going right across?
No, just to the approachway. You can close up behind me. I was out of the city. The corridor was made of some flimsy, translucent stuff, and the light was weird. The air moved. I felt sick. Then I saw a spacer.
Are you unwell?
He was dressed like an Earthman, but he was a spacer, all right. 2 meters plus. Disgustingly healthy, and the kind of looks that are so damn perfect they're just asking to be messed up a little. His eyes took me in and told me I was lower than dirt.
Do you require medical assistance?
I'm all right.
You seem to be under stress.
I am plainclothesman Elijah Bailey, City of New York Police Department, rating C5. I have been instructed to meet R. Daniel Olivore. Please tell him that I have arrived.
That will not be necessary. I'm here.
You?
I am R. Daniel Olivore.
But have I made some mistake? I thought the first initial...
Quite so. I am a robot.
Hey, that was quick.
Yeah.
Nobody home?
Sir. Good afternoon, officer.
Sir.
You may reseal the door. I'm remaining in the city. You were disturbed about something. It would be best if you were to be frank with me.
I was expecting a robot.
I am a robot.
I mean an ordinary robot, damn it.
Oh, I see. But on Earth, robots are objects of hatred, is that not so? Surely, it was obvious that you would be partnered with a model such as myself.
Yes, it was obvious, now that the damn thing had pointed it out to me. A conventional robot roaming freely around the city would be in quick trouble. But who could have known the damn spacers had models this advanced? And what else were they up to that we couldn't even guess at? This place is getting on my nerves. Let's get back to where there are people. Have you been inside New York before?
No.
You seem to be taking it all very calmly.
I have been fully briefed on what to expect.
Ah.
I have been given all the relevant information on the city. And, of course, on yourself, partner. Is such behavior usual?
Of course it isn't usual. Hey, let us through here. What's happening here? You, what is all this?
Damn it, I know.
We got some of those lousy robots.
Match them! Jobs are for people!
Quiet, police. Please let us through there. Get back from that door. Now my partner and I are going inside. Nobody else, understood? Daniel. Take my neutralizer.
I have one of my
own. Right. Kill the door on my signal. Now.
Get in there!
Okay, police. What's going on here?
Officers, thank goodness. Hey, look. My assistants have been assigned me by the city.
Is that them?
Yes. They are distressingly primitive models.
Well, we like our robots that look like robots, okay?
What the hell's
okay,
that?
Okay. What sparked all this off, huh?
A customer wouldn't let one of my men save her. She ran out into the street screaming about dirty, greasy robots and how they were taking away jobs.
I get the picture. I'm calling the riot squad.
Open the door, please.
What?
I order you to open the door.
Hey, they'll pull us apart. I'll let your buddy send for some help here.
It is not necessary. Please do as I say.
I'm holding the city responsible for any damage.
Open the door.
You're the boss.
Right, let's get in there!
Stop!
Come on, get in there!
The next person who moves will be shot. You are thinking this man is holding a neuronic whip or a tickler. We can rush him and only one or two of us will be hurt, and that very mildly.
Get in!
You are mistaken. This is a blaster, and it is very deadly. I will use it, and I will kill many of you before you can seize me. I will now walk to the door. I will shoot anyone who touches me. When I reach the door, I will shoot any man or woman who is not moving about their business. It was, as I said. Assistance was unnecessary.
Next time you keep better control of your customers, okay?
Yes, officer, sure. Thanks, thanks. You too, pal.
You are welcome, sir.
No more trouble, right? You, outside. Don't you ever do that again.
Never again insist on the observance of the law.
Threatening people with a blaster, I mean.
I am not capable of injuring a human being, Elijah. Surely you know that.
That's what I've been told.
A robot may not harm a human being or, through inaction, allow one to come to harm. No robot can be constructed without the first law.
I know the propaganda, and so do they. But if they'd recognized you as a robot...
I was sure they would not.
Let's get home. Now listen... All my wife's been told is that I'm working with a new partner and he's going to be staying with us for a few days. That's all she knows and that's all she needs to know, okay?
Lige, are you hurt?
Hurt?
Well, it was on the news. Two plainclothesmen stopped a riot in our subsection. I knew you two were coming home together, so...
No, relax. We're fine. You can see.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, but...
Jesse, this is my new partner, Daniel Oliver.
Mr. Oliver.
How do you do, Mrs. Bailey?
Hey, Jesse, please.
Jesse.
That's better.
Hi, Dad.
Stop staring, Ben. Don't they teach you any manners at that ritzy school?
Sorry.
Daniel, this is my son, Bentley. Mr. Oliver, Ben.
How'd you do, Mr. Oliver?
Well, I'm starved. What are we eating?
Zymoveal again.
I hate Zymoveal. It's pink and it's crumbly and it tastes like nothing under steel. But that day I hardly noticed it. All I could think of was that a spacer machine had done my job for me while I stood by and watched. Okay, maybe no robot can harm a human being. But there's harm and there's harm.
Are you sure you won't join us, Daniil?
Quite sure. Thank you, Jesse.
Well, I wish all our guests were that polite. That Joe Simpson, do you know him, no? Well, anyway, he sat right there last time he was here and ate his way through 2 days' quota. 2 days!
Jesse!
Mr. Oliver?
Yes, Bentley?
Are you interested in robots?
Chew it slow, Elijah. You'll lose the flavor.
Ben, stop bothering Mr. Oliver.
He's not bothering me, Elijah. Yes, Bentley, I am quite interested in that subject.
Are you in favor of them? Dad says...
Ben, please.
I'd like to talk to you at length about the problem, Bentley, but it will have to be some other time. Your father and I are going to be very busy for the rest of the evening.
Jehoshaphat. I'd been so wrapped up in my own damn troubles that I'd completely forgotten the corpse with the missing chest. I'd forgotten the murder.
Are you certain that we will not be disturbed?
I've told you. Ben's staying with some friends, and it's Jessie's regular night out. She never gets home much before midnight. Now, let's get on with it. All I've been told is that the murdered man was a Dr. Raj Numanu Sartan, a robotics expert from the planet Aurora.
That is correct. This is a picture of Dr. Sartan.
But that's you.
No, Elijah. That is Dr. Sartan, my designer.
Your designer? And you're an exact duplicate?
Reasonably close.
You were made in your maker's image.
I have just said so.
Okay, switch it off and give me some more details. What about suspects? Did he have any enemies in Spacetown?
The crime was not committed by a resident of Spacetown.
Surely you can't...
The killer was an Earthman.
Okay. But how? There are guards at both ends of that approachway, 24 hours a day.
Spacetown is freely open to the countryside.
The countryside? Are you saying that someone from the city crossed over to Sartan's dome through the open air?
It is the only explanation.
Impossible. There isn't a man alive who could do it.
That is exactly what your commissioner said. He was even more disturbed at the idea than you.
The cities have been enclosed for centuries. I don't know a single individual who could even think of going out into the open.
We do not believe that this crime was committed by an individual.
What?
Our theory is that it was the work of a well-organized terrorist group.
Terrorists?
We think that anti-spacer feeling is being deliberately fostered by a secret underground movement, possibly planet-wide in its influence.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Commissioner Enderby does not think so.
Well, I do. Look, most Earth people like to live in the past to a certain extent. Maybe some take it to extremes. They call themselves medievalists and harp on about the good old days. They don't go around organizing riots and killing spacers.
My orders are to locate the leaders of this movement.
And a robot always obeys orders, right?
Of course. Except where they would conflict with the first law.
Okay. Just for the moment, let's assume that you're right, and the medievalists are not just harmless cranks, but a fully armed, unregistered militant organization. We still don't have a motive. Why was Sartan killed?
Because he was one of the leaders of the pro-Earth movement, and he had...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, the pro-Earth movement?
Not all the spacers share the views of my people, Partner Elijah.
But I thought... Go on.
The residents of Spacetown and their supporters on the outer worlds believe that a healthy and modernized Earth would be of great benefit to the whole galaxy.
The galaxy.
But there are powerful elements opposed to this view. They hold that a modernized Earth would be warmongering and destructive.
Well, I can tell you both sides are wasting their time. Earth doesn't want your galaxy any more than Earth wants your robots.
Dr. Sartan had conceived an entirely new approach to the problem of your planet.
Well, good for him.
He had been working for years towards the day when his plan could be put into operation. And virtually on the eve of that day, Dr. Sartan was brutally killed.
Well, what was it? What exactly was Sartan's master plan?
He said that we were failing because of a lack of knowledge of ordinary Earth people and their attitudes. To rectify that, he proposed the secret infiltration into your cities of completely undetectable humanoid robots such as myself.
Good God.
Be quiet.
What?
There is someone approaching the door.
What are you doing back?
Daniil?
Jesse?
I think that you are a robot.
Yes, Jesse. I am.
Please do not attempt to enter 782 and above. Thank you.
Lodge, you wake.
What do you think?
You should have told me.
How could I?
Can't you get rid of it?
Why won't you tell me how you found out?
Why did it have to be you?
An assignment is an assignment. And there could be a lot in this for us.
In what?
You know better than that.
Why don't you resign?
What?
Why not? Just walk in tomorrow, tell him to be you through.
That would mean declassification for sure. Do you want that? Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy, you fool. I'm scared. I'm scared to death.
Jess.
Oh.
Just what are you scared of, huh? You're not afraid of Dan Eel himself. Mm. You've faced up to him just fine.
Yeah, but if people know he's a robot, there'll be a riot.
But people don't know.
They do, they do. The rumor's all over the section. The police have brought in a spacer robot that looks just like a man. You know, someone must have recognized him at that riot in retail.
How? The thing's perfect. The perfect policeman. Too damn good to be true.
What are you talking about?
I was just thinking. Why?
That was the door.
Yeah. That was the door.
Where are you going?
Stay there. Was Daniel.
Daniel? But what is this?
Well, he'll be back in a minute. Now listen, and don't say a word. Everything's fine. We'll be rid of him in the morning for good. And there won't be any riot. The case is over. I've solved it.
Why are we not using the expressway strip system, Partner Elijah?
This is a big case. We raid a squad car.
There is no other traffic.
Now, these old tunnel roads are off-limits to civilians.
It seems to be an extensive network. Do you wish to discuss the investigation?
Not till we get to Spacetown.
Please remain in exactly the same position. Please remain in exactly the same position.
I heard, damn it, I heard.
Drying complete. Please collect your clothing. Drying complete. Please collect your clothing.
Well, what do you know? Laundry service, too.
When you are dressed, please proceed to the waiting area. When you are dressed...
All right, all right, already.
I hope you did not find the reception processing unpleasant.
Reception processing, eh?
It is necessary. The risk of infection is considerable. This way, Partner Elijah.
Okay, okay. What the devil?
Please stay exactly where you are. Please stay exactly where
the sensors have detected a power source.
Please stay.
Are you still carrying your blaster? No weapons are allowed inside.
A police officer has his blaster on him or in easy reach at all times.
Your regulations do not apply here. Even your commissioner leaves his blaster behind. Please, give it to me.
Take it.
Thank you. You will be permitted to collect it when we leave. Now, please follow me.
He took me to a room that was too large and too high. It contained next to no furniture, three blanked off windows, some incomprehensible music, and one spacer.
Come in, Mr. Bailey. Come in. Music off. I'm Dr. Han Fastolf, and I'm in charge of the murder investigation at this end. If I can help you in any way, I stand ready to do so.
You can help me by allowing Commissioner Enderby to join us by trimensional.
By all means. Daniil, Please make the connection.
I was having trouble taking in this Fastolf. Damn it, he was all wrong. His hair was thinning, his face was flabby, and his ears were ridiculous.
The link is complete.
What's this about, Lige? Oh, good day, Dr. Fastolf. You're looking well.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Bailey.
Gentlemen, I believe I have solved the case.
What?
You mean you know who the murderer is?
No. I mean there's been no murder committed.
Bailey.
Commissioner, please. Plainclothesman, are you telling us that Dr. Sutton is still alive?
Yes, I am. And I can tell you where he is.
Fascinating. Where?
Right there.
My dear Mr. Bailey, that is a robot.
Is it? A robot that looks exactly like a man? Like the murdered man? A robot that can threaten to kill people if they so much as touch him? A robot that had to leave my apartment last night to go to the men's personal?
He did that?
I saw him. The door to the personals in a direct line from mine.
I was not aware that you were awake, Partner Elijah.
I bet you weren't. See, Commissioner, he doesn't deny it. I tell you, he's no more a robot than I am. What do you say, Dr. Sarton?
I am not Dr. Sarton. I went to the personal because I was looking for a focused beam projector.
What?
A listening device.
I know what it is.
Elijah's wife left the apartment last night, convinced that I was a man.
Damn it, you are...
She returned, knowing that I was a robot. It is logical to assume that my conversation with Elijah on the subject was overheard. The personal is the only accessible area within range.
Did you find anything?
No.
There you are, Mr. Bailey.
There I am. Nothing. He's a man. Look at him, for God's sake.
But why, Mr. Bailey? Why should we go to these lengths if there's been no crime committed?
Because you wanted a murder. You want to provoke riots. Perhaps even an assault on Spacetown. The perfect excuse to descend on us in force and occupy the cities of Earth.
Bailey, you're insane.
One moment, Commissioner. Daniil.
Yes, Dr. Fastolf?
Please be good enough to remove your shirt. Thank you. Now, Mr. Bailey. Realistic, I agree. Obviously, for our purposes, the resemblance had to be extremely good. But if I do this and this... As you see, the skin is quite artificial. The rib cage is of stainless steel, and if I open it... Perhaps you would care to examine Daniil's workings more closely.
Mr. Bailey, do not make no sudden movement.
What happened?
You collapsed.
Collapsed? But why?
Oh. I'm afraid I was the cause of your shock.
Yeah, but it collapsed.
Do not be alarmed. This environment is quite alien to you. Your reaction was not that unexpected.
Where's the commissioner?
I encouraged him to break the connection. Oh. I assured him that we would take care of you.
You've taken care of me very nicely. I haven't heard Enderby laugh like that for years. He'll bust me down to C1 for this.
No, Partner Elijah. We are to continue the investigation.
What?
I insisted on it. And I believe Commissioner Enderby will agree to my request.
Request?
Daniil, give Mr. Bailey a drink. Now... Plainclothesman, listen to me. By and large, I've met only one sort of Earthman, politicians.
Thank you.
They're useful to us, but they're still politicians. They tell us only what they think we want to hear.
No kidding.
But now you come here and boldly accuse us of tremendous crimes. I enjoyed that tremendously. It's an enormously hopeful development. You're clearly a man I can deal with, frankly.
Well...
Let me tell you about my people, Mr. Bailey. On our worlds, the air is pure and the food is fresh. Nobody is forced to undertake any labor that they do not wish to do. We enjoy unblemished health. Life is as near perfect as centuries of social and genetic control can make it.
But...
Ah, I'm impressed. Yes, there is a but. We are dying.
Dying?
Of stability and stagnation. I'm 163 years old, Mr. Bailey.
What?
And I can expect to live to at least double that. But luxury and longevity are insidious partners. Initiative, creativity, and the willingness to take risks. All of these are disappearing from the outer world.
That's incredible.
It is true, Elijah. In just a few more centuries, the spacers will be no more.
Well, I don't think you'll get much sympathy from Earth.
We don't want your sympathy. That's not why we're here.
Then why are you here, huh? Why don't you just go away and die and leave us alone?
We cannot. You need us. You need our help.
Your help? We don't need any help from you.
I'm afraid you do, Mr. Bailey. For you see, your civilization is also dying.
I don't believe you.
It is true. You live and work under appalling conditions.
Now, just a minute.
Your population is greater than that of all 50 outer worlds combined, and it continues to grow.
We get along.
Not for much longer. You eat synthesized food and breathe artificial air. Your general health is very poor and getting worse.
You are totally dependent on power sources that are practically exhausted.
We'll find something new.
Your cities exist on a knife edge. All your customs and taboos and politenesses are just a thin veneer over a mass of primitive repression and violence. Your beloved cities are simply caves of steel.
That's ridiculous.
We do not think so.
So, what are you going to do, huh? Sell us food? Give us new power sources? Kill our children the way you kill your own if they're anything less than perfect, huh?
You're right to be cynical. Our efforts so far have been totally unsuccessful.
What efforts, for goodness sake?
The introduction of robot labor, of course.
Is that your idea of help? Throwing men out of work?
Yes. We want to create a growing group of displaced and declassified people.
For God's sake, why?
Because it is exactly these Earth people who will colonize new planets.
New planets? You're insane.
Why not? It's happened in the past. What are the spacers but the descendants of those original pioneers?
That was centuries ago. And you people put a stop to it, remember?
We control only 50 worlds. There are billions in the galaxy.
New planets. It'll never happen.
It must. The future of mankind itself depends on it.
I'm in this over my head. I wish you had a different partner.
I do not. The commissioner spoke very highly of your loyalty and your abilities.
A fine mess I made of things so far. You said that not all the spacers think the way Fastolf does.
That is correct. Opposition to Spacetown and its aims is very powerful.
Do these anti-Earth people know about the murder?
They do. And they are already using it against us.
Well, what happens if we don't come up with the killer?
It is virtually certain the pressure of public opinion on the outer worlds would force us to leave Earth.
And without Spacetown, there is no hope for us. According to you.
It is true.
Then we better get on with it. It seems to be the perfect crime. No one from the city can get into Spacetown carrying a weapon.
And we know for a fact that no resident of Spacetown committed the crime.
That's definite?
All personnel were psychoprobed immediately after the crime was discovered.
Psychoprobed? Is that reliable?
Completely. I am a very delicate machine in that respect.
You? Are you telling me you can read my mind?
No.
Good.
All I can do is sense the basic drives and feelings. For example, I was able to say with absolute surety that Commissioner Enderby was not responsible for the murder.
You suspected the Commissioner?
He was there close to the time the crime was committed. Logically, he was a suspect. But he is not capable of such violence.
So, what have we got left? Suicide? Seems unlikely. And anyway, what happened to the blaster? Could it have been a visiting spacer? One of the opposition, stirring things up?
There have been no ships for several weeks.
Well, then?
There is only one approach open to us. We must pursue the theory that Earth's opposition to Spacetown and its aims is being fostered by an organized underground movement. We must find the medievalists.
The whole thing sounds pretty...
The commissioner wants to see you, Lige.
Oh,
Thanks, Sammy.
The commissioner wants to see you, Lige.
Damn it, Joe. Will you shut up with that?
Bailey, come in. Commissioner, well, that was a fairly giant-sized blooper you pulled with Fastolf.
It was. I admit it. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Forget it?
Sure. He didn't seem to mind. They're so damned unpredictable. How's it going?
Bad. I want a two-man apartment for Daniil and me.
Problems at home?
The rumor's out that he's a robot, remember? If there's going to be trouble, I don't want my family to be in the middle of it.
There isn't going to be any trouble.
You weren't outside that store.
There isn't going to be any trouble. Lige, I've had people checking all morning. There isn't going to be any trouble because there isn't any rumor.
How are you getting on, Daniil?
I have been searching the records for information on known anti-robot agitators.
How many have you come up with?
Over a million.
I hope you're not planning on checking them all personally with your mind-reading act.
No, that would be impractical.
Daniil, can you eat?
I am nuclear-powered. I thought you were aware of that.
Of course I'm aware of it. What I want to know is, can you pretend to eat? You know, go through the motions. I'm hungry, and I don't like eating alone.
Please vacate your table as soon as you have finished eating. Exits 101 through 217 are operational. Exits 218 and 219 are temporarily out of use.
Do you
exits
always eat here?
Sure. Section kitchens are the same all over the world. I had to go to Calcutta once on a case. I had lunch in a place exactly like this one. Don't you like it?
Do you?
Sure.
How do we obtain our food?
Hold your ID up to the table screen.
No free choice. What does that mean?
Just what it says. Oh, watch your hand. The plate comes up just there.
Whole yeast bread, mashed potatoes.
And Zymoville. Great.
The staff and administration of Section Kitchen 0586F hope that you are enjoying your food. Please vacate your table as soon as you have finished eating.
Elijah?
Yes?
I know how much importance you place on social customs and taboos.
It's vital. It's what the government calls the oil on the cogs of the city. So?
Is it considered rude to watch another man while he's eating?
Extremely. Why?
I count 8 people watching us closely, very closely.
Well, it's crude behavior, but it doesn't necessarily mean a thing.
Perhaps. But is it coincidence that all 8 were in the crowd outside the store last night?
Are they close?
Not very. They're scattered.
Right. Finish your meal. Let me think. I looked around. I didn't see a single face I recognized, but I didn't have photo scanners for eyes and a positronic memory. All I saw was what I'd always seen, and this time I didn't like it. There were too many people in too small a space. I didn't want any trouble. Okay, Daniel, let's get out of here. Nice and slow.
All 8 are leaving, too.
That's a surprise.
At least 5 of them are carrying concealed weapons.
So they mean business, whoever they are. Act natural. I think they'll wait till we're outside before they make their move.
Elijah?
Yes?
My programming does not cover this situation.
No? Well, you leave it to me. Riding the strips is like breathing. So natural, you don't even know you're doing it. You don't think about it as you move across the different speeds, lean against the acceleration, drop your head as the wind builds up. Just as well. I had other things on my mind. As long as we stay among crowds, we're safe. Are they still following?
Yes. We cannot ride the strips forever.
We're not going to. We're going to do the one thing that the city isn't designed for.
What is that?
The unexpected.
we're going to break a few rules. Rule number one, no running on the strips. The next strip's emptier. Come on.
Put your mind on it. Go on, Captain.
Go on. Run.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
They are still following.
We're safe here for a bit.
Are you all right?
I feel great. I haven't done this for 30 years. It's a kid's game. Strip running. Okay. Time for the next stage. Rule number two. Changing from strip to strip is only allowed at the proper pace and in the proper direction. We're going to move directly sideways. You with me?
Yes, Elijah.
Then let's go. Police! Out of the way! Out of the way there! Police! You need two things to be a good strip runner. You need to know the city inside out, and you need guts. One false step on the faster strip, and you've got a broken leg, or worse. I thought about that as I led Dan Neal through every trick in the book. He handled it like he'd been doing it all his life. What can you see?
Six of the eight are no longer in sight.
Good. In a few minutes, the westbound expressway crosses underneath the system. We're going to jump down onto one of its approach strips, okay?
Surely that is a very dangerous maneuver.
Yeah.
I may not allow you to come to any harm.
What? Listen, Daniel. If we don't try it, one of those jokers is liable to blast my head off my shoulders. How's that for harm?
Jumping is the less dangerous alternative. You are right.
Let's hope so. Come on. We worked our way sideways over the approach strips till we were right at the side. Our two shadows did exactly the same. The flyover's coming up. There's a side wall about a meter and a half high. Then it's a clear drop straight down. Ready?
Ready.
Now! Daniel! Daniel!
Elijah, are you hurt?
Just winded. Help me up.
No.
What?
He has drawn his blaster. Down!
Gee, Hassan.
I trust I did not injure you unduly.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Where are they?
They did not follow us down.
Then they'll be too far away to pick up the trail. We're safe.
Where are we?
Williamsburg, way out in the suburbs. We'll detour back through the power plant, then it's only a short way to the room. Let's go. We have to keep to the safe zones, but I suppose it doesn't matter to you.
Is it a question of radioactivity?
Yes.
But then it does matter to me. It would affect me much sooner than it would you.
Do you mean it would kill you?
I would need a new brain. Since no two are exactly alike, I would be, in a manner of speaking, dead.
I didn't know that.
Naturally, the weaknesses of such as myself are not stressed.
Then why are you telling me?
We are partners, Elijah. It is well that you know my limitations.
This way. The apartment the commissioner had fixed up for us was rough. One room, two beds, and a trash tube. And a view screen with no controls. When the government wanted you to watch, you watched. Well, I guess we can stand it. What are you up to?
I am getting rid of the food I ingested before it putrefies and I become an object of distaste. The sight may disturb you, Elijah. Please turn away.
I can take it.
Very well. I do not salivate or chew. This food is perfectly clean and edible.
That's all right, thanks. I'm not hungry. You just get rid of it. Trash tube in the corner. Well, I'm going to try and get some sleep. We'll have to leave here early tomorrow.
Why?
Well, at the moment, nobody outside of headquarters knows where we are, but they'll be looking. With luck, we can slip out before they know it.
Presumably, we can now be certain that some sort of organized underground movement does exist.
It's a step forward, at least. But how big is it? Who's behind it? And what's the tie-in with Sarton's murder?
To answer those questions will be our task for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Night, Daniel.
Good night. Partner Elijah.
What? Stay back and cover me. I'll open the door on three. One. Two. Get in here, you come.
Dad, take it easy.
Ben!
Did anyone see you in the corridor, Bentley?
No.
What the hell are you doing here?
I just came to see if you were okay.
Why shouldn't I be?
It was Mom. She made me come, Dad.
How did Jessie know where to find us?
We called up your office.
And they told you?
Sure. Were they supposed to?
Oh, God help us. Ben, you stay here with Danielle.
Where are you going?
Just along the corridor. You're spending the night here. I've got to call your mother.
Elijah?
What?
There is considerable danger.
Danger? What's going on?
It would be more logical to send Bentley. His life is less valuable than yours.
You cold-blooded bastard. Listen, an Earthman doesn't send his son into danger, no matter how logical it may be.
Let me go, Dad. This is great.
Shut up, Ben. Get ready for bed.
Dad!
Bed. I'll be back in a minute.
Elijah.
Now what?
Please take care.
Yeah. Right. What the devil's all this about, Jess?
Are you all right? Are you hurt?
Well, look at me. Obviously, I'm okay.
I'm really worried.
About what?
Your friend, you know.
What about him?
I told you last night there's going to be trouble.
Oh, that's nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. They know he's a robot.
They?
Lige, you are not safe in the corridor. Get back.
Jessie,
get back to the room. Goodbye.
I got back to the room, but I didn't sleep. I lay awake all night thinking. This business was going in directions I didn't want it to go.
Lige. Lige.
What? Next day, there had been no sign of a tail as we made our way back to headquarters. After I got Ben away, Daniel went back to the record files, and I went back to my thinking. I checked out some facts and put in an out-of-city call. If I was right, I was a lot closer to the killer than I thought.
Lige.
Yes, damn it. What is it?
Lige. The commissioner wants
to see me, right?
Right. Nice day.
Sit down, Lige. Sit down.
Commissioner, you okay?
Where is he?
Daniel, down in records.
Right. Why did you call Washington, Lige?
Are you checking up on me?
The call was insulated. Who did you speak to?
Dr. Anthony Garrigal.
Oh, he's a roboticist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Head of the Institute.
Why speak to him?
Well, I was after some background information.
What kind of information?
Just general stuff.
The fewer people who know about this affair, the better.
I know my job, Commissioner.
I don't like this business. Any of it.
You think I do?
Are you getting anywhere?
Yeah. I think I am.
I've identified three of our eight pursuers, Partner Elijah. Here are the details.
Francis Clusar, age 35, employee at New York Yeast, arrested 2 years ago, incitement to riot. Gerhard Paul, age 52, transport engineer.
I shall continue to search for the others.
This stuff is no use.
Surely it is. These individuals should be questioned.
There's no point.
Yesterday night you were anxious to pursue this organization. Why have you changed your mind?
I've decided that your organization, if it exists, has nothing to do with the killing.
That is not logical.
Damn your logic.
If the medievalists are not behind the crime, who then committed the murder?
You did.
That is not possible. The first law of robotics makes...
Don't give me that. You were constructed without the first law.
That cannot be done.
That's not what I've heard. It all adds up. That business with the crowd. I'll shoot any man who touches me.
A demonstration of strength was necessary.
Then there's opportunity. You can come and go freely in Spacetown. No questions asked.
Not carrying a weapon.
Ah, that had me fooled for a time. You were clever. And then you gave yourself away. That neat little system of yours for pretending to eat.
What about it?
That artificial stomach of yours. It's just big enough to take a blaster. And that's how you smuggled it in. Don't try anything.
That was an impressively fast draw, Elijah, for a human being. But if I were a robot which lacked the first law, I could have killed you before your hand ever reached your weapon.
Put your blaster on the table, Daniel. Nice and slow.
In truth, even to talk of harming a man causes me considerable distress.
Quiet. Let me think.
This theory of yours is born of desperation, partner Elijah. You do not even truly believe it yourself. What possible motive...
Shut up!
If you will examine my blaster...
What?
I think you will see that you are completely wrong.
Get away from the table. Against the wall.
Certainly. Look at it closely.
Fake. It's a damn fake.
Of course it is. If I had been given a genuine weapon, I might easily have accidentally harmed someone. That is unthinkable.
You switched it. You had another one, a real one, hidden somewhere.
No, Elijah, you are wrong. You know that you are wrong. It is my belief that something has occurred which has affected your thinking on this case. Do you wish to talk about it?
Keep your damn psycho probing to yourself.
Very well. Let us follow another line. Let us discuss your wife.
No! Leave Jessie out of this.
How did she find out that I was a robot?
Oh, not that again. The rumor was...
There is no rumor. If there were, the city would be alive with unrest today.
What are you trying to say, huh?
What you yourself already suspect. That Jessie is a member of the secret anti-spacer organization.
Oh, she isn't. And we won't discuss it any further.
It is not like you, Elijah, to deny the facts in this way.
There isn't a single shred of proof.
Last night, when you left our room, you told me that it is not the custom for a father to send his son into danger.
Right.
Is it then the custom for a mother to do so?
No, of course.
You see my point. She did not come herself to warn you, because she knew she would be recognized by other members of the organization. But Bentley, who is presumably unknown to them, would be in no danger.
Wait, wait a minute.
Watch the news!
How's that? Not now.
What do you want, R. Sammy?
There is a lady here who is very upset and who wishes to see Lige. Her name is Jessie.
Bring her in.
Why'd you bring me down here? It's not safe.
All right, Jessie. We won't be disturbed here. Okay, Danielle, stop the car.
Oh, everything's gone wrong. Look, I gotta tell you.
Have you committed a crime? An actual crime?
A crime?
Jessie, please. Just say yes or no. It'll be easier. Have you killed anyone?
What? No, no.
Have you stolen anything? Assaulted anyone? Falsified ration data? What?
Nothing like that. Lige, do we have to stay here?
We'll stay here till this is done with.
Jessie?
Yeah?
You told us you had something to say. What is it?
Yes. Lige, do you remember Liz Thornbow?
Who?
Elizabeth Thornbow. I first met her years ago.
Well, what about her?
She was a medievalist, quite openly. She was always talking about how things were better in the old days before the city started. And she had books, too. She lent me one, The Shame of the Cities.
That book was banned.
Yes. She said that someday we'd break up the cities and get back to a proper life. No spaces, no robots, just us. Back to the soil, she used to say. It wasn't just her. There were lots of people who believed the same. There were meetings and things. I don't know what she said. Well, it made sense, Lige. It was right. And so...
And so you joined.
Well, not at once. I knew it would look bad for you, I mean, if anyone found out.
But?
Then we had that awful fight, you remember, about Jezebel.
Who is Jezebel?
I am.
Yeah, it's her real name. She doesn't like it and never uses it.
And after we... Well, after that, I went to Liz and I...
And joined the organization.
Yes. And I went to the meetings, and I've been going ever since.
And you never told me?
I'm sorry.
Being sorry won't help. I want to know about these meetings. Where are they held?
Down here.
In these tunnels?
Yes, that's
the
why
the police and emergency services use these tunnels. Were you never disturbed?
No, never.
How many people, Jesse?
60, 70. It was just a sort of local branch, but they were always boasting about how there were groups like ours in every city all over the world, and one day...
What exactly do you get up to, huh?
Well, there are speeches, lectures, and refreshments.
Jehoshaphat. If it was so harmless, why have you been in such a terrible state?
I thought they would hurt you. For heaven's sake, why don't you understand? I've explained everything.
No, you haven't. You've told me about some harmless little coffee circle. Did they ever do anything? Destroy robots? Start riots? Kill people?
Oh, nothing like that.
Well, then?
It began to change. They started saying that our time had come at last. And then the night you two came home together, they told us about the police bringing in a spacer robot. And I overheard someone saying that it was the perfect opportunity for a show of force. Smash the thing and kill the man, they said. And then they laughed. They laughed.
All right, Jesse, all right. We get the picture.
I was scared. I was part of it.
Jesse, did any strangers come to the meetings?
Strangers?
Yeah, big shots from central headquarters or whatever you called it.
Yeah, sometimes. But we'd never know their names. It was one of them I overheard, Lige, you know.
Can you describe him?
It was a woman about my age.
What was she like?
Just, you know, ordinary.
Oh, for God's sake, what color was her hair?
Oh, dark, darkish.
What else?
Well...
Come on, Jesse.
Well, she smelled.
She smelled?
Yeah, of yeast. It was on her clothes. You know how it clings?
Yeast? Daniil!
You are quite right, Partner Elijah. One of our identified suspects is an employee at New York Yeast, Francis Cluzel.
What we've got is an organization on two levels. The mass level support groups and the ones who are really running the show.
Partner Elijah.
Yes?
I do not understand how the simple matter of a name could cause someone to act as Jesse did.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Jezebel's a rare name. It belonged once to a woman with a very bad reputation. Jesse treasured that. It gave her life a little corner of wickedness.
Why should a law-abiding woman wish to feel wicked?
Well, that's human nature, Daniel. Anyway, I did a very stupid thing. I told Jesse that people always misunderstood the Bible story, and the original Jezebel wasn't a particularly bad woman at all. I was a fool. I made her desperately unhappy. I destroyed something that could never be replaced. We had a hell of a fight about it. She's never used her full name again, or even mentioned it.
What is the Bible?
Well, it's a sacred book.
Sacred?
God. Sacred means looked up to. Highly regarded. It gives codes of behavior.
Laws?
Higher than laws.
How can anything be higher than the law?
Well, let me quote you something from the Bible. A woman was caught committing adultery, and she was...
What is adultery?
It doesn't matter. It was a crime, okay? And she was brought before Jesus. He was a wise man. And the people said,
The law commands us to stone such offenders to death. What do you say we should do? And Jesus said, He that is without sin amongst you, let him cast the first stone. And the people all went away. Jesus said to the woman, Has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go now and sin no more. There's a human impulse known as mercy, a human act known as forgiveness.
The woman was guilty.
Yes, she was.
Then she should have been punished according to the law.
Francis Clusar?
Who wants to know?
Police. Let's talk.
You talk. I've got nothing to say.
Night before last, there was a near riot in the Bronx. You were there.
Was I?
Last night, there was a near riot in Williamsburg.
And I suppose I was there, too.
Damn right you were. I think you're an important official in an unregistered medievalist organization.
Thinking isn't evidence. Maybe you know that.
Maybe you'd prefer talking to my partner.
How do you do, Francis? Miss Clusar?
You're being rude, Miss Clusar. Are you too proud to shake hands with a policeman? Oh, I think Miss Clusar is offended by something, Daniel. Show her there are no hard feelings, huh? Embrace her.
I will be glad.
Damn you, don't touch me.
Do as I say, Daniel.
Keep that thing off me.
That's no way to speak. This man's my partner.
Man? Man, the thing's a damn robot.
All right, Daniel, leave her alone. Right, lady. How did you know?
It's obvious. Anyone can tell.
Well, we'll leave that to a judge. Meanwhile, you're coming downtown. Daniel, step outside and get through to the commissioner. Tell him we're on our way.
Certainly, Partner Elijah. Excuse me, Francis.
You bastard.
Yeah.
I want to talk to a lawyer.
You'll get your chance. But first, you'll talk to me.
I've got nothing to say to you.
I think you have. I want to know what makes you medievalist tick.
You want what?
Look, Clusar, we know all about you and your organization. This is just for my own personal curiosity. What exactly do you people want?
Back to the soil. That's simple enough, isn't it?
Well, it's simple to say. But how's the soil going to support 80 billion people, huh?
Did I say overnight? Or in a year? Or 100 years? Step by step, Mr. Policeman. Step by step. But let's get started. Let's get out into the fresh air.
Have you ever been out into the fresh air?
All right, so I'm ruined too. But the children aren't ruined. We have to get them out.
Ah, you're dreaming. It'll never work that way. Why not move forward?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about new soil. New planets. Move out. Colonize.
Colonize? And turn into more spacers?
No. Learn from the past you're so keen on. Build something better than them and better than us. Something new. With robot labor.
No, no robots.
Why not, for God's sake? Look, I'm not exactly in love with the damn things myself.
I hate them.
You people are all the same. You can't see past the surface. But you must. Look at this Daniel. He's taller than I am, stronger, faster, handsomer. He's got a better memory and he knows more facts. But he's a machine. He's no different from that view screen there. Not 2 hours ago, I accused him of killing someone. He didn't care. He didn't take offense. He can't. Where's his sense of ethics or beauty or love? Where's his free will? I could do what I like to him, insult him, hit him, destroy him if I want. We can't ever build a robot that will even be as good as a man, let alone better, not in anything that counts. Can't you see that? What is there to be afraid of?
Policeman turned philosopher. What do you know?
Partner Elijah.
What do you want, Daniel? Did you get the commissioner?
Eventually. But there is a certain amount of confusion at headquarters. A corpse has been discovered.
What? Who, for God's sake?
The messenger R. Sammy. Murder is suspected.
A corpse? A robot? Get your terms right, boy.
A robot with a completely deactivated brain, if you prefer.
Oh, yes, I prefer.
That's enough out of you.
Come here, robot.
Miss Clouzard? That was a dangerous action, Francis. You might easily have injured your hand. I am sorry if I have caused you any pain.
You shut up.
All right, all right. I just wanted to see for myself. What are you staring at, robot? What's it doing? I don't like this.
Daniil?
Call it off, for God's sake. Do something.
Thank you, Francis. That was most interesting.
Look, what is this? I've got my rights.
I believe I can now form a consistent whole from the available data.
Great. Then let's find out what the hell's going on at headquarters.
Good Lord, Bailey, where the devil have you been?
What's happening, Commissioner?
Joe Simpson found our Sammy sprawled on the floor in the records room. Completely deactivated.
How?
I got the pictures. Look at this.
There is no sign of a struggle.
And he doesn't look damaged.
Wait. I'll zoom in on his right hand. There.
What is that?
An alpha sprayer.
Yes. The damn thing wiped a whole stack of files before we got to it.
Not to mention our Sammy's brain. So it was murder or suicide.
What are you saying? Let's keep this in perspective. It's property damage, that's all. They'll want you two downstairs for statements. And I want a complete report on what you've been up to this afternoon.
He's in a hell of a state.
What is an alpha spread?
It's a small capsule that releases hard radiation in a controlled stream.
Where would the murderer obtain such a dangerous device?
God knows. They're only used in power plants. Gee, Hassabat.
What is wrong?
Everything. Ask yourself about the motive for this. Who'd want to get rid of our Sammy?
I do not know.
No? Well, maybe it takes a human to see it. There's one person with a motive that glares out.
Who is this person, Elijah?
Me. My wife came here today. She was worried and panicky about something. An hour later, we arrest a medievalist big shot. The connection could easily come out. Jesse's plane at being a revolutionary was harmless, sure, but she was still a member.
But who could make the connection? No one spoke to Jesse but you and I.
And our Sammy. You saw the state she was in by the time you brought her down to us.
This is very flimsy reasoning.
It's the way they'll think, believe me. The murder was deliberately set up to throw suspicion on me. Why use an alpha sprayer? They're hard to get and easily traced. Oh, come on, Daniel, you're a detective. Where do you suppose that sprayer came from?
The Williamsburg power plant.
Right, where we just happened to be yesterday. It's a classic framing job.
But why should anyone want to frame you?
You can't investigate a murder from the city jail. If someone wants me out of the way, it means we're getting too close for comfort.
I cannot identify Dr. Sarton's killer from the information we have so far.
And neither can I. But we must be close. Very close. I looked at my watch. 21:45. I'd been on my feet since 5 in the morning, and my brain felt as useless as the dead robot's. The only way to prove I wasn't responsible for that little bit of property damage was to find the real criminal. I was sure that whoever murdered Sarton had also finished off our Sammy. After a useless hour of going over everything, that was still the only thing I was sure of.
Partner Elijah.
I've got all the facts. I know I have. Why can't I see the pattern? Why can't I think it through? Do you know about declassification, Daniel? Do you know about conditions on the lower levels? Did you know the family of a convicted criminal lose all their status rights, too?
I'm sorry, Elijah.
Thanks.
But I did not anticipate this. I may have acted in a way that will harm you.
What are you talking about?
Of course, the general good demanded that I do what I did.
What, for God's sake? What have you done?
You will have to clear yourself of the destruction of our Sammy by some other means than solving Dr. Sarton's murder.
Huh?
I have been in communication with Dr. Fastolf. As a result of what I told him, our people at Spacetown have decided to bring that investigation to an end. We are leaving Earth.
In heaven's name, why? If you care so much about our future, why abandon us now?
Because our project is concluded. We have achieved our aim.
We know now that Earth will move towards colonizing the galaxy.
That's ridiculous. Nothing's changed.
Yes, it has, though not in the way we anticipated. Dr. Sarton was quite right. We did not truly understand Earth people.
What do you mean?
We see now that our approach to the problem was quite wrong. We have always regarded the medievalists as a force to be tracked down and destroyed.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Everything. It was you who showed us our error.
Me? How?
You spoke to Francis Clouzard, the medievalist leader. You spoke fervently, I judge. And Clouzard's brainwave patterns changed. Very subtly, but they changed.
You mean I convinced her that I was right? I don't believe you.
No. Conviction does not come that easily. But the changes indicated quite clearly that the medievalist mind is open to that sort of conviction. That was something that we would never have suspected.
Know thine enemy, Daniel.
They are the perfect raw material for our purpose, but we never realized it until now. We will institute a program of persuasion and education designed specifically to appeal to the romantic medievalist mind. Their goal will be turned from Earth itself to much wider horizons. And now that we know what must be done, we no longer need to maintain a base on Earth.
And you don't give a damn about finding Sarton's killer?
It is no longer necessary.
Necessary? Damn it to hell, Daniel. Don't you have any curiosity programmed into you at all? Don't you want to know?
I am programmed to extend my knowledge.
Well, come on, then. Use that brain of yours. Show me you're better than poor old R. Sammy. Show me that a robot can do more than just fetch and carry for the commissioner.
I'm sorry. The investigation is ended as of today. Elijah?
I got it. The trigger I'd been looking for to snap all the other pieces into place. And now I knew the whole story. All I had to do was prove it, if my partner would let me.
So, the project is over, is it? The case is closed as of today?
This is so.
As of today. But today isn't over yet. It's 23:48. There's still 12 minutes to midnight. Until midnight, the investigation continues. Those were your orders.
What you say is correct. Today is not yet over. I had not thought of that, Partner Elijah.
I was Partner Elijah again, for just under 12 minutes. If I was wrong, there wasn't going to be any second chance.
Lige, get in my office. Bring him.
The commissioner does not like me.
Yeah. Come on, partner. We're nearly there.
You were in the Williamsburg power plant yesterday.
Yes, I was. We both were. You had my report.
The sprayer that was used on the robot came from there.
What are you saying?
Why was your wife here this afternoon?
Family business. Private family business.
I've been interrogating Frances Clouzard. She's given us certain information.
Mm-hmm. What kind of information?
She claims that a Jezebel Bailey is a member of an illegal medievalist organization dedicated to overthrowing the government by force.
She used that name, did she?
I heard her say it, Lige.
All right. My wife was a member of a harmless lunatic fringe organization. She never did anything but attend meetings and feel devilish about it.
It won't look that way to an inquiry board.
Are you suspending me?
Everyone here knows you didn't like our Sammy. Your wife was seen talking to him yesterday, and she was in tears. You obviously felt the robot was too dangerous to have around.
So, 18 hours beforehand, I steal an alpha sprayer. Am I being accused of clairvoyance, too?
That's a good point. I'll do my best for you.
Do you believe I did it, Commissioner?
I don't know what to think.
Then I'll tell you. This whole thing is a careful and elaborate frame.
You won't get any sympathy with that line.
Well, I'm not after sympathy. I'm after the truth. I'm being taken out of circulation to prevent me learning the facts of the Sarton murder. Unfortunately for my framing pal, it's too late for that.
What?
You heard me. I know who's framing me. And I know how Dr. Sarton was killed and why. And I have, 7 minutes to tell you everything. Catch the killer and end the investigation.
I don't want another stunt like yesterday's, Lige.
I was wrong yesterday.
And today?
Let's talk about Frances Clouzard.
Go on.
You say she came right out and named Jezebel Bailey.
Right.
Well, that's a very funny thing. Jesse hasn't used that name for 20 years. Not once. I know that for a fact. And she joined the medievalist after she dropped it. I know that for sure, too.
What are you saying?
That Clouzard couldn't possibly have used Jesse's full name.
Hardly anybody knows it. Apart from me, I can only think of one other person. You.
You're off your head.
Am I? You were out of your office for 2 hours or more this morning. Where did you go?
Are you questioning me?
I'll answer for you, too. You went to the Williamsburg power plant.
Bailey, you're suspended. Give me your star.
Don't move, Commissioner.
Put that thing away.
Not till you've heard me out.
You'll get 20 years for this.
Partner Elijah, I cannot allow this. You must not harm another human being.
That's right. You keep between us.
I'm not going to harm him, Daniel. I'm just going to make sure he listens.
To the ravings of a lunatic?
Mr. Bailey is no lunatic, Commissioner. Please allow him to continue.
Dr. Fastolf,
what's the meaning of this?
Good evening, plainclothesman. I believe you may safely put away your blaster. It's causing Daniil considerable unease.
Who authorized this call?
I have been in communication with Dr. Fastolf since the beginning of this interview, Commissioner. I possess a self-contained subetheric transmitter.
And I'm most interested in what Mr. Bailey has to say. Please continue.
You were in the Williamsburg plant today. You stole the sprayer and gave it to R. Sammy. You ordered the robot to wipe out its own brain.
Why, for goodness sake? What's my motive for all this?
You wanted me off the case. And more important still, R. Sammy knew too much.
Knew too much? About what?
About how you murdered Dr. Sarton of Spacetown.
I'm afraid that is quite impossible, Mr. Bailey.
Is it?
Of course it is. You don't know what you're saying.
I have to agree, Partner Elijah. The Commissioner's brainwave analysis showed him to be completely incapable of murder.
How did Jesse find out that you're a robot, Daniel?
Obviously from the medievalists.
Right. But how did they find out? And so quickly. They were given the information by someone. How many people in New York knew about Daniel, Dr. Fastolf?
Only two, yourself.
And Commissioner Enderby.
Someone recognized him. He gave himself away.
Rubbish. You're a medievalist, and probably a very important one. It screams out. Your windows, your glasses. It's useful to have a commissioner of police in the ranks, I imagine. Who else would know just which tunnels are never used by the emergency services?
That doesn't connect him with a murder.
It's interesting how his moods changed through the investigation. When we were getting close to the truth, he was in despair. But you remember his reaction when I came out with that totally wrong solution? He laughed in my face.
That's your proof? What kind of a detective are you?
Daniel, what's the time?
23:57.
3 minutes left. Let's talk about how you did it, Commissioner.
Damn you, Bailey. When this is over...
Please be silent. Continue, plainclothesman.
Oh, it was clever. He had us all fooled. No one could enter Spacetown with a weapon, and no man on Earth is capable of walking across open country and getting in that way. No man. You spacers are so full of the benefits of an integrated human-robot society, but you can't see an example of it right under your noses. He used R. Sammy. Right, Commissioner? You gave him a blaster and ordered him to take it out of the city and across to Spacetown, where you could collect it. After the murder, you got rid of it the same way.
Well, haven't you been listening? They psychoprobed me, for heaven's sakes. I couldn't have done it.
You couldn't have killed a man, but that wasn't the idea, was it? Time.
23:58. I do not understand.
Then I'll spell it out. There's one thing the commissioner there hates and fears even more than spacers. Robots. Ever since we began this case, he's not been able to look you in the face, Daniel.
I have noticed this. I could not account for it.
Then I'll tell you why. He didn't intend to kill Dr. Sarton at all. He was after you, Daniel. You! He knew that Daniel was the prototype for an entirely new sort of robot. One that was central to your plans for saving Earth. Destroy him and the plans collapse. It would have rid us of Spacetown forever.
Well, Enderby, you did know of the Sarton project.
But Commissioner Enderby had met my designer on many occasions, Partner Elijah. He had even seen us together. The resemblance between us is close, but not exact. How could he make such a mistake?
He told me the answer to that one himself when he assigned me to the case. He must have felt pretty secure back then.
What am I supposed to have told you?
Oh, forgotten, have you? You broke your glasses. I assumed it happened later when you were told that the body had been found, but it didn't, did it? It was before the killing ever took place. You must have been nervous, and I've seen you when you're nervous. You take off your glasses and you wipe them. You did that then. But your hands were shaking and you dropped them. Maybe you stepped on them. Anyway, they were broken. And just then, the door opened and a figure that looked like Daniel was facing you. You blasted him. Well? Well?
It was a mistake. A mistake, I tell you. I never meant. Never.
You have caused him some injury, Partner Elijah.
He'll get over it. What's the time?
It is midnight exactly, Mr. Bailey. Please accept my congratulations.
I looked down at Julius Enderby's terrified face and thought about how a dream can become an obsession. And I wondered if the spacers really could sway the beliefs of 80 billion people the way they swayed mine.
Commissioner, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Then listen. The spacers have more on their minds than your prosecution.
What? What do you mean?
Elijah means that we would value your help.
I don't understand.
You're a big wheel in the medievalist setup. Use your influence. Steer your people towards colonizing space. Back to the soil, but on new planets.
New planets?
It's what we want, Commissioner, and believe me, it's for your own good.
Do you understand? It's what they want more than anything. And God help me, it's what I want too now.
Elijah is quite right. Help us, and we will forget the past.
You're letting me go free?
In return for your complete cooperation.
Do you agree?
Yes, yes. But new planets. It's fantastic.
Talk to these two and you'll see the sense in it. I did. And in return, we'll forget everything that's been said here. Otherwise...
Your threat is unnecessary. He will do it. And he is sincere about helping us.
You must teach me that trick of yours, Daniel.
I fear that is not practicable, friend Elijah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going home. I want to take up a natural existence again. Daniel, will you stay on Earth after the spacers leave?
I do not know. Why do you ask?
Well, I've come to... I'm too old and too settled to leave Earth. But there's Bentley. Perhaps someday you and Ben together...
Perhaps.
Training schools for immigrants will be established, Mr. Bailey. Your son and yourself will be welcomed, I'm sure.
Commissioner Enderby.
What do you want? Daniel.
I have been trying to understand a story Elijah told me earlier today. Perhaps I am beginning to. For it seems to me now that the destruction of evil is less desirable than the conversion of that evil into good.
What?
Go now and sin no more.
In The Caves of Steel by Isaac Asimov, dramatized by Burt Cools, Ed Bishop played Elijah Bailey, Sam Dastor, Daniil, Matt Zimmerman, Enderby, and Christopher Good, Fastolf. Beth Porter played Jesse, Ian Mickey, R. Sammy, Vincent Brimble, Simpson, Elizabeth Mansfield, Clusar, Brian Miller, the shopkeeper, Boris Hunker, Ben, and Susan Sheridan, city announcer. Technical presentation was by Tim Sturgeon, Wilfredo Acosta, and Ian Harker, and The Caves of Steel was directed by Matthew Walters.